Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. My name's Roy Masters, and I'm going to talk to you about, if you are going to listen, and I'm going to say some very strange things to you that you've never heard before. I'm going to show you where you're wrong in many places, and that if you can own up to it, you'll find by the truth that you've been avoiding or seeking but not finding. I will show you how you can become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, there's such a thing as a perfect evil. The evidence of that is ISIS. It's like cannibalism. Except, yes, they just don't eat people. They just enjoy the pleasure of killing innocents. Innocence has life force. And you see in America, half the children, you may not like this, have been abused already. So what does it say for the future of them? They will do to others what was done to them. Or try not to and become a slave. See, because when you don't stand up for yourself, because you can't, because you had the life knocked out of you, the connection to God, the reality, that will give you the reality, that will give you the strength. But before you can attain to that, you come into a family, or maybe not a family, and a woman just has a kid, you see, and then there's no father, no grandfather, no grandma. And so what you can see, there's something missing, except they're sort of like bare to the world, unprotected to the world. But everybody eventually who's born, everybody who's born, is born into what they call sin. In other words, but it's not a great name for it. I have a better name. It's called the hypnotic state. And now that is correct. Because hypnotic state means that a person can be acted through without them realizing it, that what the operator, the spirit, if you like, in every human being, operating through human beings. So that, therefore, whatever gets inside you when you come into this culture, or any culture, come into your environment, Chinese, Japanese, but you are immediately infected by a generational sort of spiritual virus. And it takes hold of you and shapes you according to your culture, to which you are then subject. And if you look at this, most of the world live in chaos. And America no longer is, as free as it used to be, and slowly losing the rest of the freedom for not understanding what I just said. And so, to top off what I'm saying, he said there is for you a redemption awaiting for you before you were born. Why do I say that? I've got to say this because it will give you hope. Because I say to you, the entity, I've used this term, I have a program, a Sunday morning conversation, And it's called, if I can remember exactly, How to Kill the Entity in Your Adversary. See? Now that takes a very special relationship with the spirit that's called, we call God. And the entity is, people belong, who have the entity are connected to the dark side of that force. So as you're born into the world, the chances are you become infected as one of them. And not wanting to be, you have conflict. We'll be right back. I'm talking to you about cancer first, then I'll talk to you about cancer society. Let me make it personal first. This country is dying because life is being sucked out of us. And I will explain to you, but first of all, let me show you how your cancer, I know there's many kinds of cancer, but there's one kind of cancer that where one part of you sacrifices the other part. Let me give you introductory way. You know I have gangs, the violent gangs, because you see, let's say you have a very selfish king, and he makes laws that, you know, that suck the life out of people, and that's cancerous. That is the end of a country, because the person who holds the reins of power as government, because we do need to be governed, but if we were perfect, and that's unlikely, of course, we don't need to be, a perfect person does not need to be governed. But in order to become perfect, you have to have the imperfect people to test you, to give you strength, or to lose that strength and become one of them. See, so if you have a society whereby people are a halfway decent society like we have, where people have bad beginnings and they're broken and there's nowhere for them to go and they begin to hate society, then the tendency is for them to exist outside society. But since they can't make a living, and since they've been rejected by society, cannot get work, they have to steal from you. And they become gangs, and they have gang leaders. See, but the thing is that even the gang leader creates his own sucker, one who is rewarded for doing murders and rewarding him with a medal, so to speak, with his approval. And so such a group can grow because it's not connected, not able to enjoy the activity of the body as a whole. And so what you've got basically there as a gang is ones that suck on the lives of those who are weaker than themselves, to steal, to plunder, to kill and murder. See? And create fear and then capitalize on the fears and the naivete of people of the world who seem to be civilized. But a civilized person, see, what it means to be civilized is what I want to help explain this to you. Because there are two ends of this little story. The ending would be the gang gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful. And people keep giving up their life forces to it. And you can look around you and see that the casinos, the drugs, legal drugs, illegal drugs, we're all drugged. And therefore, we don't know that we're suckers. We are suckers all being sucked on. I don't know how to say it as well as it should. But we're all suckers. We suck on each other. You see that? We only have two choices when we come into this world, which is Adam's lot. Adam's lot, yes. So Adam's lot could be Hitler Germany. Adam's lot could be a cannibal world. It could be in Israel. It could be America. It could be anywhere in the world where to the degree you have freedom or slavery, completely slavery, or completely wicked as ISIS. And imperfectly good, like we have in America, imperfectly good. But we're dealing now with a dangerous sucker, bloodsucker, see, which is equivalent to a person who has allowed an entity to get inside him, see, and through giving in and going along with the bully. And so the bully's nature is inside him. But the bully's nature has disconnected him a long time ago. Because there's many bullies. Because when you go back far enough to your childhood, you weren't allowed to speak or stand up for yourself and shut down and made you feel stupid because you had an opinion. You know what I'm talking about. So when you grow up with that, being polite and going along to get along, you will be raped, your mind will be raped, and you will be going along to getting up, getting along and going along with, and looking for love in all the wrong places, trying to help everybody, but then helping themselves to you. And so if you remain in that state of mind where you think that giving in to someone and going along and being friendly and doing you can for them, but then they take advantage of you and all of a sudden, pop, there is not your friend, it's Beelzebub. And you feel betrayed. And there's the anger again. And there's the guilt again. You're going to try harder to be nicer and to be a lover. And you keep on giving your life force, your metaphysical life force. That is very important. Your metaphysical life, your spirit, your spiritual substance. Until there's none left. And to aid and abet the purpose of your adversary who you thought to be your friend. So this happens in the blood. So as it happens to you in the world, where you get intimidated and overcome, and then go along to get along where you become one of them, and subject to them, see, because when they get inside you, then they've separated from what could have been inside you, which is perfect paradise. But that you can leave that a way behind. When I'm saying that, what they're doing is taking your spiritual essence, what is left of that spiritual essence, which I call intuition. The intuition is a connection to the Almighty. But that is disconnected by your first brush with your mother and your father, or the school. Whatever it is that does it to you will keep on doing it to you because it's set in concrete, so to speak. Your programming will always be that way. You always go along to get along, but you'll be feeding your life force to the bullies. And the bullies may reward you, see, like you're on welfare. But you have to give your life, in their case, all your life is worth is the vote. But then you get privileges. But you're a slave of a dark side of the force. You're a slave of the dog pusher, the dope pusher. And the dope pusher is a slave to a long stream of demoralized people all the way to the jungles of South America, right? So it's a system of things. And so when your immune system because your immune system is involved here as you weaken, and your immune system begins to weaken, and on which your blood cells depend, so that they don't have the backup force. And so that when the dark side of the force, which is spiritual, metaphysically dark spiritual self, is both metaphysics, on both sides is metaphysics, it's not something you can see and touch and feel. It operates through people. The good operates through people, the bad operates through people. And the people who are weak yield up to the strong on the outside. But on the inside, the same things happening in your blood. The immune system, organs, or whatever they are, when they become attacked by the dark side of the force, okay. The dark side of the force has the same power, the blood cell, and the white cell that's supposed to eat the germ is weakened. In other words, it tends to the dark side, whatever the infection, which will be in some kind of infection, but especially the infection that gives the power to the entity within you. In other words, your blood cell has adapted to the dark side of the force and to its orders and how things should arrange themselves as a human being and deport themselves as a human being. Do you see that? And so you see, that is what happens to us. If you have a dark side of your force, and one person yields to a bully, but the bully himself is a coward before his bully, and that bully in particular is a coward before his bully, you could go right to if the system begins politically. If you put a person in the power politically, like you have with Obama, he will be in charge of the chain gang of people giving up their life force to the next level, who turn in turn and give the life force to the next level, all the way to the person in the White House sitting there with all the power. You wonder how Hitler has power, how Obama has power, how he can sort of sniff his nose and lift up his nose and break the Constitution while you're looking. See, because you don't have any power. All of you put together have given power to this man. And those he chooses, who will then he rewards for being obedient. And they pays them in greater amounts of money and assets than you could possibly have. See, that becomes government. And the government then, see, has the power. But the person at the top is the genie, that which represents Satan, in the manner of speaking. And that's how you're losing your country. That's all it is, doing unto others. Now, to make the point simple, Jesus said it himself perfectly. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you see that? Do unto as you would have, but you see, you can't. You cannot do the right thing if you're giving in to the wrong thing. And that person is your boss. And he keeps stealing your life force and you keep giving in. If it isn't him, it's her or somebody else. You're giving pieces of yourself to other people. And they, in turn, are subject to somebody takes the food life force out of them. And they, who take the life force out of them, are also giving up. And it's a chain all the way to the top. Now, see how simple that is. In one sentence, Jesus explains it. But you're not understanding this. You're just reading words. I'm putting words into meaning. I'm saying your blood cells are loyal to the dark spirit rather than the spirit of the light. It takes you further and further away, and it mangles you and misshapes you and creates all kinds of sickness and diseases. And medical science does not understand cancer. It does the best it can. You look like you're getting lots of results. You're not. Not getting much result because 50% of you are going to die from cancer. That's the statistic. And so you are behaving like a blood cell. You've given your troth, your loyalty to the dark side of the force. And no wonder you have strange behaviors in your makeup, strange diseases, and there's so many of them you can't count, depending upon your lifestyle. See, if you want to give me a call about this, all I can tell you this is that you have to become perfect. There's the perfect evil, and he or she is the one that makes you subject to it. And it's a chain game. And we do it to each other anyway. But if you're a clever politician, see, politics is another form of warfare. And then one way of capturing a whole country. So pretty soon there's more and more people who are subject to the government and bullies. Armed person, armed with the same charm, the same kind of power on a lower level, to do unto people, and people do when they and been done in, they do come home and do it to their children, their wives and their children, and so we're all destroyed, eaten up. Now I'm not saying everybody is, because we still have some aspect of a free society. But what you need to fight this is what you need when you're considering fighting ISIS. You have to have the perfect poise. You have to have the perfect response, which is none at all. You have to have the power to deal perfectly with the imperfect, the perfectly imperfect. It's not good enough to be a Christian in noise only, in verses and chapters only, or in kindness only, and genteelly only. There's got to be, you have to have your mind where God is, just as ISIS have their minds connected to the darkest of all things and the most evil that you can possibly imagine. And you're seeing this, and you're seeing it in your own countries, beginning ISIS kinds of people beginning to do this to women, and murder and violence is beginning to grow, and we're being intimidated. Even the police are getting intimidated, and so they're advancing. And the more you allow yourself to be intimidated with your imperfect perfection, you can be a law officer, but still, that's not good enough. You have to be a perfect law officer. You have to be a perfect parent. And then everything stops. If it cannot feed on you, if it cannot upset you and get inside you, if it cannot do that, it dies. You don't have to touch it. It dies. It slowly but surely disintegrates. Mind, body, and soul. But at the same time, who you are in your perfecting state. See, I didn't say perfect. Perfecting. Every day you're a little bit more perfect. Or every day you're a little bit more slave and sick. So looking at it from a proper connection within, with your Creator, you can kill the entity in your adversary, or kill the enemy, kill the entity in the enemy's adversary. As an adversary, meaning the enemy, an enemy that wants to kill you, is no match for a person who is a perfect Christian. Which means, not verse and chapter, a person who's really connected, like Moses, Abraham, Jesus, especially, connected to him, and one man can conquer a whole nation, a whole world. Look how many millions. Of course, the dark side can do it too, can't they? And there's going to be a clash, the world, a war that ends all wars. There won't be any much left. That terrible, terrible fate that's coming across the whole world. See, it's coming. And mine is the voice crying in the wilderness. I can show you, if you go to the website, and for no charge at all, no charge, download 7-minute meditation. 7 minutes. Took a second for me to remember what that was. 7-minute meditation. That is, could be the beginning and the end. You may not need much more than that. And if you support the program, that'd be nice. Thank you. And then there's a second layer for that. You may want to go to that. But there's not much. First one's free. The second download is $10. So it's not a big deal. Everybody can afford that. And if you can't afford that, we give it to you free. What more can we do? But I'll give you the door. I'll give you knock, and the door will be opened. I will show you where the door is. That's all. I'm not going to preach to you. I'm going to show you where the door is inside you. Know you not, you're the what is that scripture? What was that, David? Yeah, the temple of the living God. That's right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Know you not the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within you. So you don't need to worship in a mountain. You don't need to go to a synagogue. You don't need to go to church. You can't be taught by pastors and rabbis. It's no use. It's not pure enough to win. If you want freedom, you have to be free of a free person from sin. I mean completely free, or becoming completely free, because it's a process of becoming. Become is a adverb or a verb. Even I don't know what it is if it's used in a different way. But it is a process. Every day you become better. Every day you become worse. Less perfect. Less perfect until you're absolutely dark and imperfect in one of them. And will be, well, that's where the war is. But if America, as it is right now, if I can help you understand your problems, and so that you don't have to overeat, you don't have to drink, you don't have to take drugs, and your health will return, and your sense of worth and everything, that all goes away. Don't let it wait too late. You've only got a little time of freedom.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.foundationofhumanunderstanding.org. FHU.com/donate. That's FHU.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military?
Okay. Here's Roy Masters again. I interrupted the commercials so I can say something to you personally about the cancer that I have made many years ago. Four CDs, and it's called Understanding Cancer. There's four CDs, and if you can't afford it, and I'll give it to you whatever you can afford, but it's $39 for four of them. It's called Understanding Cancer. And I will say things more explicitly there. And I'll have more time than I have on this radio program. And then when you get a copy of this and you start to listen to it, if you have cancer or your mother has cancer, let them try the meditation, the 7-minute one, which has no religious words in it. None. Only the way to where the door is. It shows you where the door is inside you and what it means to be still and know. What it means to be still. I mean, a car going backwards has to go forwards, has to stop before it goes forwards. You can't go forwards until you stop what you're doing. But the point is, how do you do that? And that's a mystery, but it's very simple. It's so simple, it's hard to believe that it's so simple. And so, would you give it a try? Because it costs you nothing. All right. So, if you want to please call the office, 800-877-3227. Let me see what I did.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind.
I get sometimes puzzled with my own commercials. I'm not trained to do these things. I have to put my commercials in, and I'm a little bit embarrassed for having to do them, I have to say. I am very grateful for those of you who pay it forward, so those who would never have heard it now hear it, what I have to say. And the reason why is because the reason why you are getting this information is the graciousness of those who have benefited by my work. So you must do the same thing. Please do that, because it's got to be a perfect circle. You get help, and then you have your whole life is changed. Your health comes back to you. Your country comes back to you, in a manner of speaking. Or you come back to your country and make it a better place. It's all beautiful. It is beautiful. But there's so much ugliness going on. And the dark side is you're ruled by the dark side. You are ruled by a dark side. Not that he's black, but he's dark. Very dark. He acts like a gentleman, but he isn't. You can see by his ways. He's bringing you down. And it's time for you to speak up, all of you. And he's got his little devils in places like, where was it? On the East Coast where they had all that fire. I can't remember now. Can you remember that, David? Where did they have all that trouble recently with it? Where they people attacked the police? No, that's not a place. Baltimore, yes. A country, America, will be like Baltimore if you're not careful. Or we'll be divided and we'll be killing each other. But isn't it better for you to learn how to kill the entity in your adversary? See, can you kill the entity in your adversary? Your adversary is an individual, a prisoner of that. Your adversary is an American. And we don't want to have a war with Americans. And since everything is not final, in other words, they are not completely evil. They are in a temporary, in a state where they can meet good. And they don't have all the strength they need to overcome us yet. But every day you get weaker and weaker. Every day we have children being born out of wedlock and running to drugs and alcohol and gambling and all kinds of things and enjoying each other as in a like dogs copulating in alleys and not being human beings. So, and therefore extending the misery and becoming weak and subject to the pleasures that the evil forces give. If you look around you, see how much money you give to drug pushers, legal drugs and illegal drugs. If you just take that one, drinking, there's so many of them. Gambling. You know, just wasting your money on certain pleasures. Eating too much. Just wasting your money on pleasures. If you can just realize that all the things that you shouldn't be doing are run by people who understand your weakness and exploit your weakness. So I was listening today on the radio, on the TV, that people are growing pot and they're making millions and millions and billions on your dying. So if you're smoking pot, you're dying. Your light is going out. Your ability to deal with pressures of life, as they get worse, you may become one of them because you'll have lost your way and not know how to make a living, because slowly but surely your consciousness is being taken away from you and something else placed in you, so that we find ourselves juxtaposed against each other. The good people, the halfway decent people on one side, and the completely ugly, wicked people on the other side. And it's all going to happen in our own country. And then we're going to be, and then the eyes of ISIS and all the other people in the world that want to take our freedom away and live off our dying to them are beginning to close in. You have to listen to what I have to say. You must become perfectly perfect. Become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Or become, because you have to deal with ISIS, who are perfect in their imperfections, perfectly evil. And if you're going to deal with a perfectly evil force like that, programmed that way, you have to trump that. Excuse me the way I said that. I didn't mean to make any aspersions. You have to overcome that by dealing with imperfect people perfectly. Because you can bring them over to your side. If you kill their entity, you might find a friend. If you don't kill the entity cannot feed, and it dies. with a person. See, I'll be right back. Okay, we're going to talk to Christina in California. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Roy. I can't really hear you too well.
Oh, I can. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can.
Good.
Thank you. So, for me, Roy, I've been listening to you for so long, and it's just amazing that I've been able to hear throughout the years. And I love when something new comes up that I can see about myself, and I'm grateful that you're there.
But you mean a new flaw, a new weakness? Is that what you
mean?
Yes, right.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Pop up. Yeah, they pop up.
And they're there. But I guess I'm not always ready to see them. But that's okay. When they come. And
well, it's important how you said that. The reason why you have them hidden, and you don't see them, is because you suppress them as a way of dealing with it.
Sure.
See. So you got lots of those, but the happiness that comes with it is that the minute you start to see them, as you start to meditate, you begin to see them, and then you're happy. Oh, I see that. Wow, I never saw that before. It's not an angry thing towards what you see.
No.
See that?
It's not at all. It's not. It's refreshing.
Yes, and you get refreshment like that, maybe through many years like that, depending on how naughty you've been.
Recently, Roy, I haven't been able to understand this at all. How is it that I can get along better with my sons than I can with my daughter? And I just feel myself being impatient with her, and you know, and it recently came to me, Roy, through one of these just episodes of Aha. And I guess what's been happening, and I know that you'll be able to point me in the correct direction, is the little things that women do. We flip our eyes, we huff and puff, we do all the silly things that is just the way we express ourselves that isn't always very healthy. She does that, and that's the thing that annoys me, wherein I do the same thing.
I see. Well, what you're really saying is that you've passed Eve onto her.
Yes.
She says what
yes.
You've done, and the boy, the man child, is. Let me see if I can clarify it just a wee bit.
Okay.
The female is a perfect replica of you. A replica of, because you're feminine, you're female.
Correct.
And a boy is born from you, so. He's different from you.
Right.
And he's different in many ways, of course. But what he is different is he's much more intuitive and as a man. And it's the kind, and he could grow to be the kind of man that some lucky woman will have. Although she won't have him, because I don't mean it in that sense. But
I
you
understand.
Know, you understand that. It's because.
Yes.
There are people like myself who understand these things, and it is most refreshing and enlightening for it to be in a man, because there's some unfinished business in Paradise Lost. You see, when you give birth to a woman, a child, female child, it slips, whatever is Paradise Lost, the spirit of it, the generations of Paradise Lost, the spirit, is like a disease. It's like the worst kind of disease. It means it immediately infects the female, but it conflicts with the male child. And much care must be taken by a husband, your husband, to make mm-hmm. sure, and you as a woman must make sure that the man child is taught by father as well as the female child. If the man child is taught that little the father it makes a good job of it, the female child will love the father for it too, because she loves to see the son obeying the father and becoming a better man. And that's your daughter. She would love that. But I don't think you have that arrangement. I don't think you have that arrangement in your house. What is your husband? Is he around?
He's a good man. He is okay. A good man. He has his weaknesses, but...
Yeah, but he's not a good man if he has weaknesses.
Right, right. His strengths outweigh his weaknesses. He does have his weaknesses.
Well, what is his weakness? It's got to be one or the other. He's a bully or he's too nice.
I do see him lose his patience, but he's gotten better.
Has he been listening to me?
No, but he listens to me.
Have you infected him in a nice way?
I think I have.
So you affected and infected him in a good way. That's a good thing, yes.
And I talked to him about things that you've taught me throughout the years, but not in a nagging way.
I like that.
For example.
I think that's good.
It's beautiful.
That
works. He's coming to the light side, just like I am.
Yes.
He is.
How old is your boy?
So oldest boy is 13, and then 11-year-old boy, and then 9-year-old daughter.
Okay. So how are the boys dealing with their father?
It's pretty good, actually. It is. The oldest has a little bit of emotions because I had the most rule over him when he was a little boy. And I'm letting that go now. He's spending more time with my husband.
I like that. That's good. That's called love. Hold on. Don't go away. Okay, go ahead, Christina.
The middle child is a little rebellious, but in a way where he's questioning everything, and I'm okay with that. He needs to question.
Well, I think it's very good. Who does he question? Who does he go to question?
He questions everything.
I think it's wonderful. Does he question you? Does he question your husband?
Yes, he questions life.
He questions the existence of God. That's all part of growing up. I don't see you have a lot of problems there.
Roy, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
There, now.
I think we have the same problem with our microphone. Now we're going to have somebody come. But I thought it was fixed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the lady is not being able to hear me, David. I'm sorry. Oh, what happened? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It comes and goes. We have a little problem in our studio here that we don't know where this is, so we'd have to please put up with it. We'll do the best we can. So I would say that you bring your daughter to your side, and
to my side. How do I do that, Roy?
I don't mean to your side, but talk to your daughter. And kind of apologize for the attitude you have because she has your behavior. You see, it's not your fault, young lady. You understand? So forgive me, I'm just resenting myself in you. And you know, that sounds very strange. But I see myself in you, and I don't like what I'm seeing, and it's making me angry at you. That's very silly, isn't it? But
Will a 9-year-old understand that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I see myself in you.
Yes. You said, don't you understand? That's it, because she's a woman.
She is a woman, Roy. Can I just share with you? The other day I was so angry with her that I pulled her hair. I pulled her hair and then I kind of like threw her in the corner.
Oh, dear.
And she was crying and afraid. And I'm so tired of that. I went into the bathroom and I started crying. And crying, and I was.
Hold the line. We're gonna have to get through this. We'll get through it. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, if you want to donate. I hope you do. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right. How to kill the enemy in your adversary is a video on foundationofhumanunderstanding.com or the channel on your YouTube. How to kill the enemy in your adversary, so without hurting the person, you kill what's killing him and both of you. As I've explained, it's a video on FHU.com and the channel on YouTube. Okay? And you'll see me do this. And that person is a young lady, 52 years old, and she's been broken all of her life. And in a matter of seconds, she's become a different person. You see it. You see, if you want to watch the videos the weeks before, you'll see the difference, the immediate difference in what happens. I'm not going to tell you what happens. You'd have to see that for yourself. All right, Christina, can you hear me now still?
I can, Roy. Thank you.
You need to
After I did that, I went into the bathroom, Roy, again, you know, and I this time I cried, and I cried, and I just said, God, please take this out of me. Whatever this thing that's in me, please remove it, and please. And I was better, and I went to my daughter, and after I'd stopped crying, and I apologized to her and told her, and she said, what good does it do for you to apologize? You're just going to apologize and do it again.
Yes, you and see. And I thought, you know, God. Yes, I know.
You know?
She's a real woman, isn't she?
Yes. Yes. I thought, what can I say to that? She's absolutely.
But I would choose another time and say it the way I've said to you. You know what
I
said?
But I don't know if she's going to understand that.
It doesn't matter. Say it anyway. It doesn't have to be tomorrow or next week. There will be a time and place when you sit down and talk to her and she's open. And you will know when to speak. Say, look, I know what you said the other day when you said, you know, you're only going to do it again. Well, you apologize, we do it again. That's true. And she sees that. She sees that in you. And you see that in her. But there's a way. You see, there's a sweetness. And see, you did it out of guilt. See, you didn't do it because with love. You did it because you see the big difference between doing it with guilt, apologizing with guilt. That's what makes that come out of the mouth.
I see that.
So you can tell her that. Yes.
Oh.
You can tell her she's correct. She's really intuitive. Thank you.
Yes.
You make the point. Give her credit for that. Don't overdo it.
Beautiful.
Don't overdo it. Okay.
Okay.
Find the moment. The key is the moment. And you mustn't choose it. It will happen as it will. You like what I said.
Roy, can you help me to understand why is it that why do I become so angry? And when she behaves this way,
I've told you, it's your ego, it's the pride in you, that's the entity in you. That's the entity, she's the extension of you.
Well, why does she have it? I mean,
well, because you haven't treated her right. You had just told me.
Sometimes I wonder if it's because I had a bad relationship with my mother, and I don't know how to treat her.
Well, that's right, and it goes from mother to woman to woman, mother to daughter. daughter becomes mother and does the same thing. Every now and then, you get lucky and you have a man that knows how to deal with deal with you. And even if you don't deal with you right, the daughter will look to the father that is the unusual kind of father that I'm talking about. And she becomes...
I think what my husband does, and I'm grateful, is he comes in without even knowing it, I think, but he comes in and he spends time with her. He will do things with her, and he'll spend time with her. And so she loves him. And
I'm wonderful.
Glad.
But maybe you're jealous of that. You could
I
be jealous of
be.
That. Yes, but I would consider it.
Okay.
Consider that. But it wouldn't hurt to go to your father. When you finished all that, say, listen, your father is the one that should teach you how to be a woman. Now, you'll be surprised that is the case. But all women need the gentle love of a father, correction. Every woman wants that. Every woman who's really a woman really needs the guidance and the correction of the loving father. See, because you see, most men are sissies. In a sense, they look to their wives or women for a sense of worth, which is utterly worthless. It needs to be the other way around. A woman needs to have the correction of a husband. When you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend relationship, it's not a proper relationship. There's no God. There's no spirit there. It has to be in holy matrimony, whereby fortuitously a man discovers his Jesus, he discovers, Paradise Lost and the weakness of men for women and has overcome it and doesn't care about sex so much anymore. It's important, but damn it, it'd be damned if he... It doesn't matter. I tried to say something differently, but it didn't come out right. So it's not so important to him anymore. What's more important to him is that he corrects you. But most men will not correct their women because they like her as a whore. Excuse me. Yes, they like her that way. Or they need... Well, anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow. So we're running out of time. I got 1 minute. Christina, I've got to go because I'm babbling here because I'm trying to get everything in a minute. All right. Be back. We'll be right back. Oh, 1 minute. Oh, wait. Excuse me, you heard me babbling here. We had problems with the microphone again, etc. But if I say that, I won't be able to ask you to support the program. Thank you with your tax-deductible donation. We're about 501c3. That's the highest you can go. It's equivalent to the Catholic religion, the same legal, same stature. So please support the program. I need to get to America. I need to discuss these things and to talk about what's wrong with you. I'm not an entertainer. I try to be as lightly as I can. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.